The BJP today hit out at opposition parties over questioning on NEET-UG examination and budget 2024-25. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said the Supreme Court has clarified in its verdict that NEET examination's sanctity was not compromised, but opposition parties continue to misguide the country. He said the government took immediate action after it came to know of rigging in the NEET examination and ordered for a CBI inquiry in the matter. Mr. Prasad alleged that Congress leader Rahul Gandhi created a negative image of India in the world. He said the BJP has condemned the opposition party's behaviour on the NEET examination. On the opposition party's remarks on budget 2024-25, Mr. Prasad said this budget is for every section of society. He said the opposition parties need to read and understand the budget. Members of Parliament from Opposition India Bloc today protested outside Parliament over alleged discrimination in allocation of funds to opposition-ruled states in the union budget. They demanded equal treatment to all states. Talking to media, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, alleased that injustice has been meted out to the opposition-ruled states in the budget and they will protest against it outside and inside Parliament. The government has exempted customs duty on cancer medicines to improve the affordability of these drugs. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced the exemption of three additional cancer medicines from customs duty in the proposed Union Budget 2024-25 in Parliament yesterday. These medicines are trastuzumab deruxtecan for breast cancer, osimertinib for lung cancer and durvalumab for lung cancer and biliary tract cancer. The Union Health Ministry said 27 lakh cancer patients in the country will benefit from this decision. The Ministry said the Finance Minister also revised the customs duty rates on X-ray tubes and flat panel detectors. These revised rates are expected to positively impact the X-ray machine industry by enhancing component availability at lower costs. The Supreme Court has amended its rules related to the court's working hours. According to the amendment, the new working hours will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Apex Court in its notification said the office of the court will remain closed on holidays and on the second and fourth Saturday of the month. The new rules will come into force from the 1st of August. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. The Met Department said rainfall activity is likely to increase over the Indo-Gangetic Plains during the next 2 days. In northwest India, scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is very likely over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab and West Uttar Pradesh during the next 5 days. In Nepal, an aircraft belonging to a private airline company crashed during takeoff at the Tribhuvan International Airport in Kathmandu today. At least 19 people, including air crew, were aboard the Pokhara-bound Surya Airlines plane, which met with the accident at around 11 a.m. Details are awaited. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has arrived in India on his first official visit after assuming office. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Andy Jaiswal welcomed Mr. Lammy on his arrival in New Delhi. He will primarily hold talks on strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership and the India-UK Free Trade Agreement. This visit marks the first high-profile delegation from London since the formation of the Labour Party government under British PM Keir Starmer. Secretary Lammy will meet with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar this evening. In Women's Asia Cup cricket, India have sealed their spot in the semi-finals with a dominating 82-run victory over Nepal in their final group match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka last night. From Group A, India and Pakistan have qualified for the semi-finals, while Nepal and the UAE have been eliminated. Today, Bangladesh will take on Malaysia in a Group B match at Dambulla. The match will begin at 2 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.